One way to feel safer in a neighborhood is to create a sense of community between neighbors and local business owners. It's something the Vasquez family has been trying to cultivate for years at their restaurant, Jalisco's. Mills student reporter Mariah McKnight takes us there to see how this family-owned restaurant inspires its neighborhood to tackle problems with a more communal approach.
Jalisco is a family-owned Mexican restaurant in the heart of Oakland's San Antonio district. A chef is chopping up a slab of pork right off a pig's leg. The whole place smells like roasted pork and corn tortillas.
Hello, everybody. My name is Antonio Vasquez. I am the owner of Jalisco Restaurant here in the city of Oakland.
Vasquez says Jalisco is one of the oldest restaurants in the neighborhood.
January 1967, my dad opened the doors to Jalisco Restaurant.
Vasquez has worked at Jalisco all his life, along with his five sisters and two brothers.
Back in the days when my father was here, everybody was always in a good mood. Customers, my family working here.
He says everyone knew each other by name.
So I remember it being a really close relationship with the customers themselves, getting to know them by name, remembering their order.
And these close personal relationships extend far beyond the restaurant itself. Over the years, Vasquez developed a real sense of pride in his neighborhood.
I love my location. The customers are fantastic.
He's seen customers date, get married, have children.
And their children are coming in, and those children grow up. And it's really nice to be able to talk to them, seeing them, the whole family thing, you know, they dated, they got married, they had their children, and their children come in and they know what to order, which is really cute, I think. You know, it's really nice.
But there are problems too. Recently, the streets in San Antonio have become more dangerous. Some businesses are closing their doors, vacant buildings are becoming more common, and crime is way up. Last year, major crime increased nearly 24%, and 126 people were murdered in Oakland. Other problems, like property crime, rose by a whopping 42%. Vasquez has seen this firsthand.
We have graffiti, we have prostitution in the neighborhood. That has been an issue, I would say, in the past 8 to 10 years, that has been an issue.
And he says the neighborhood just looks worse than it used to. Illegal trash dumping is rampant.
People tend to pick San Antonio District to come and unload their trucks with garbage, mattresses, batteries, clothes, you name it, it's a problem. It's a hazardous problem, a health issue. You know, it attracts dogs, animals, pets, rats.
His neighbors have also witnessed these problems, he tells me as we tour his neighborhood. There are a few spots in particular where you can see this. Vasquez takes me for a walk along International to show me.
We've had late night problems in the neighborhood, like maybe some shootings a block up or a block down from International Boulevard. During the time, we've had the prostitution problems, the graffiti problems, the trash problems. So walking up north on International here, they've been here a while, so they have been able to witness the same thing I do.
Vasquez and other business owners aren't the only people to witness this decline. The East Bay Asian Youth Center, or EBACI, has seen it too. EBACI is a nonprofit founded in 1976 to help families and small business owners in Oakland. Lately, they've been working directly with people like Vasquez for their listening campaign.
What you don't like about the neighborhood?
That's EBACI's Javier Sabaja. He and others have been going around the neighborhood, knocking on doors and asking residents what's not working for them.
So whatever comes on top of their mind, they don't like their streets, they don't like their neighbors, you know, they don't like stores, whatever they say, we take notes on that. So it's open question why you don't like.
Then, EBACI works with residents to solve those problems, like at a recent community meeting where neighbors were organizing.
So that's basically the ultimate outcome of the meeting, trying to develop leadership within the community and then to focus certain issues and begin to work on those issues.
Residents in San Antonio, like Vasquez, are optimistic about the project, even though there's still a lot of work to be done.
Before EBACI, I don't think there was any, like, neighborhood meetings. I don't think there was any not a strong influence on the Neighborhood Watch program. Before EBACE, everybody was kind of like just independent. I don't think people around here talk to their neighbors. Maybe they knew them, they saw them, and they would just say hi with, you know, wave with their hand. But I don't think they would, you know, go out and talk to their neighbor for about an hour or two, or go say, hey, what's up, what are you doing, you know, like we did earlier today.
Now, they're talking and organizing, coming together to find solutions to make the neighborhood safer and stronger. For Cross Currents, I'm Mariah McKnight.